This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm Todd Zwillick. Chances are, if you've opened up your mail lately or watched TV in the past few days, which you probably have, you've stumbled upon an ad like this one.
If your car is under 10 years old with less than 150,000 miles, you can save money. Lots of money with U.S. Fidelis. Call for more information and get a free quote in just 5 minutes.
And despite that fantastic delivery, what they're selling is extended warranties for car repairs, but it can be really hard to collect when your car gets to the mechanic. That's what we're finding out. The policies have attracted the attention of consumer watchdogs, and it looks like the boom times for the warranty sector might be ending. I think the word scam has been thrown around more than once. Reporter Scott Graff has been covering this for public radio station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina. Scott, straight up scam. What are you learning here?
We looked into this and we found the word scam quite often, Todd. We also found the word fraud involved with this industry a lot, and some pretty high-ranking folks in the world of law enforcement all across the country using words like that. I talked with several attorneys general, and they use those words on a regular basis when talking about the so-called vehicle service contract industry.
Vehicle service contract industry. You also ran into a fellow named Jimmy McGill. What's his story?
Yeah, Mr. McGill is in his late 70s. He's a Charlotte resident who a little over a year ago, 2 years ago, I guess, bought one of these from a company based out of St. Louis called U.S. Fidelis. It was for his wife's Chrysler sedan. It was about a 7-year-old, 8-year-old car at the time. It had 77,000 miles on it. They were promising bumper-to-bumper coverage. He bought it for about $1,370, and a little over a year after he bought it, the transmission went out, and he had a heck of a time, according to him, collecting any claim on his warranty. In fact, he found the going very tough. Here's Mr. McGill. Listen to this.
I would call one place and they said, well, we sold you the insurance, but we're not responsible for it. We just one of the brokers. And they would give me this other number to call when I would call this other number. In most cases, nobody would answer.
Well, finally, Mr. McGill got somebody on the phone and was able to find out that he needed to send every record on his car that he possibly could find to them so they could verify that he had been doing maintenance on the car. He got the help from his mechanic, Eddie Stokely.
They did not only ask for oil changes, they asked for his transmission service, tune-up records, how he's maintained his brakes, I mean, all the paperwork that he could find. And I could find in my stuff was sent to them, and they still declined him, saying that he didn't maintain his vehicle right.
So Scott Graff for WFAE, this sounds like what they did to James McGill is buried him in paperwork and tried to prevent him from taking a claim. This is the kind of thing that the Better Business Bureau or maybe your state consumer protection commissioner likes to get a hold of.
Yep, we talked to both. We talked to the Better Business Bureau out of St. Louis, where many of these companies are located. In fact, the Missouri Attorney General calls it the Silicon Valley of this industry that he, again, says is full of fraud. The Better Business Bureau there has seen thousands of complaints from customers like Mr. McGill over the last several years, and attorneys generals all across the country have seen them as well, and many have filed suits. In fact, more than 40 right now are teaming up to investigate this industry to try and find out, you know, how it can be doing a better job for the customers that it's trying to serve.
Doing a better job, or should they be doing business at all? The car repair insurance industry. Scott Graff, reporter for public radio station WFAE, reporting on what's being called a scam in North Carolina. Thanks, Scott.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.